you live in California now? Is that where you're from originally?
I am from Florida originally.
How'd you make that jump?
I got a teaching job in San Bernardino, which is about an hour and 15 minutes due east of L.A., and we moved out there about 5 years ago.
And how old are you?
I'm 39 years old.
And will this be your first trip to Iowa this week?
No, I actually went to graduate school there in 2003 and left in 2006. My son was born there, actually.
Well, very good. So going back to Iowa City is kind of a homecoming for you.
It is. I was just thinking about this the other day. My son learned to walk in Prairie Lights in the basement there. He was playing on a bead table, and he let go and walked from the bead table over to me. So it's we have really fond memories of the town.
That's a great plug for them, too, for the
bookstore.
Yeah,
I know. We spent a lot of time there, so it's inevitable that some momentous thing was going to happen sooner or later.
Are there some other must-see things or must-do things when you're in Iowa City or in Iowa for the limited time?
Yeah. So I have 2 days there, and I'll definitely go to, you know, I'm going to read a Prairie Lights, so that's covered, and I'm sure I will go to the library at some point where we spent a lot of time, and also couldn't go there without going to the co-op at some either breakfast, lunch, or dinner. So yeah, there's a few things to check off the list, and I'm sure I'll say hi to some old friends, stop by the Dye House, and see some people there.
You mentioned you're going to be doing a reading at Prairie Lights. Tell me a little about how you'd like to handle those. Are you going to do like a reading and then some Q&A, or what would you like to see happen?
Yeah. Usually it's I'll read probably nothing too terribly long. I have a few stories that are on the shorter side, and then I love talking to the audience, answering questions, and basically having kind of an extended conversation after the reading, either about the book or about writing or, you know, about anything prompted by the reading itself. But I actually like to keep the readings on the shorter side so the question and answer session can go long if it has to.
For folks who have not yet heard of Further Interpretations of Real-Life Events, tell me a little about it. Is it a novel, short stories, or what are we looking at first of all?
It's a collection of stories. And so my first book, Permanent Visitors, won the Iowa Short Fiction Award, actually. And after that, there was a lot of pressure to write a novel, which I tried after, you know, a lot of trial and error for about a year and a half. And I just realized that I had more short stories that I wanted to write. And so that's Further Interpretations arose out of that, out of really wanting to explore the short story form just a little bit more. But I feel like in a lot of ways, this book is a much more sort of evolved and mature representation of what I want to do as a writer. So it's eight stories, and all of them self-contained, but exploring similar themes, grieving, loss, sort of people who are in these in-between moments, trying to arrive at a decision, which I think is sort of what stories are doing. They take these moments where the past and the present and the future are all sort of kind of configured in a single situation, in a single moment, and so these stories are kind of a continuation of the first book, but I'm hoping that it's kind of a better version of it.
You mentioned you felt some pressure after your first book to write a novel. There are certainly plenty of very successful authors throughout time who have only done short stories. Is that something you still want to do, or do you feel pressure to do, or are you happy doing what you're doing now?
I'm happy doing what I'm doing now. I am working on a novel, to tell you the truth, but you know, after my first book came out, it got a great review in the New York Times. But the last line was, we'll look forward to a novel from him in the future. So it was both a terrific review, but also in a certain way, it was kind of condemning me to work on a novel for a while because I did feel a lot of pressure. And if the novel's not meant to be, I will be completely content writing stories for the rest of my life. But I am right now working on a novel. And it's going well, so I definitely don't want to condemn myself to an unfinished novel. But yeah, there is inevitable pressure after when you're working on stories for for both editors, readers, anybody to sort of look at it like your training ground. You're getting ready to write the novel. The stories are what you write when you're trying to apprentice yourself to the longer form. I don't see it that way at all. And some of my favorite writers are specialists in the short story form: Flannery O'Connor, George Saunders, Alice Munro. They all, I think, excel with the limitations and possibilities of the short story.